Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Siman Kuf Ches, Sifim Tes, and Yud. We're going to be discussing Tashlumin on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mechaber in Sif Tes, Ta'avolo hispalo mincha be'erev Shabbos, mispalo arvish tayim shal Shabbos, harishono la'arvish, ve'hashnia le'tashlumin. If one mistakenly misses mincha on Friday, so then he should daven a tashlumin at Mariv, with the nusach of the tefillah for Shabbos. What's the chiddush of this halacha? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Chafei, shal Shabbos, afal gav shebal le'tashlumin shal chol, mikol makom, kimet sha'ach shal hu Shabbos, mispalo sagam kein shal Shabbos. Even though you're making up a tefillah that was supposed to be said during the weekday, nonetheless, because you're doing it on Shabbos, you follow the nusach of Shabbos. What if one davens a tefillah shal chol for the tashlumin? What if you use the nusach of shal chol? V'im tav is falal ashniyah shal chol, pater mele hispalal. So then you would be exempt from davening again. Does the same apply when you're mekabel Shabbos very early? Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'im hikdim bozeh ha-shal chol l'shal Shabbos lo yatzal l'chulei alma. However, if the first Shmona Esrei is Shalchol, so then you are not Yotze that Shmona Esrei because you made the Tashlumin before the Tfilas Chova, and we know the rule that the Tashlumin always has to come after the Tfilas Chova. Achim Adayin Hayom Gadol, Ela Shekibel Shabbos, B'mizmor Shir V'gomer, O B'baruch. If it's very early on Friday, but you made early Shabbos by accepting Shabbos with Mizmor Shir or Baruch Hu, v'lo hispala l'adayin mincha, and you didn't yet daven mincha, d'mevor l'kamon b'simen reif samach gimel sif tes vav d'hispala arvish tayim. In this case, you daven ma'ariv twice. So l'chatchila tzarech l'hispala shtayim shal Shabbos. In this case as well, l'chatchila mon shedaven two ma'arivs of Shabbos, v'harishono l'shem arvish v'ashnia l'shem tashlume mincha. The first one is for the obligatory ma'ariv, the second one is for the makeup of the mist mincha. U'bidi eved. Im hispalal rishona l'shem mincha va'afilu im hispalal osah shal chol. However, if the first one b'di'eved you made for mincha, and even if you used the nusach of a weekday mincha, efshar diyotza hoil va'adayin yomhu, says the Mishnah Berurah that perhaps one is yotzei because one is davening while it is still daytime. You were mekabel Shabbos very early since you're davening while it is still daytime. So then perhaps b'di'eved we can count the first tefillah as your mincha and the second fila as your mariv. If you miss Shacharis on Shabbos, what nusach should you use when you do tashlumin at mincha on Shabbos? So this was a machlokas between the poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you follow the same nusach as the mincha. Tashlumin follows the same nusach as the tefilas chova that it accompanies it, or that it's accompanied by. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that you would use ata echad for the tashlumin at mincha. However, the Mekor Chaim pointed out in footnote number 52 says that you would actually use Yismach Moshe, you would use the nusach of the tefillah that you missed, not the nusach of the tefillah that you are saying now. Continues the Ramah in Sif Tes. V'hu adin, im lo hispalol mincha be'erev Rosh Chodesh, mispalol shal Rosh Chodesh, shtayim. The same is true that if you missed mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so then you daven two maris for Rosh Chodesh. You say Yalav Yavo in both. If you didn't say Yalav Yavo in the first, but you did in the second, so then you have to repeat because it's clear that you meant the first as your Tashlumin and the second as your Chova, but the Tashlumin always has to come afterwards. But if you didn't say Yalav Yavo in either one, or you mentioned it in the first, but not in the second, so then Ein Tzarech Lachzor. Does everybody agree that the nusach for tashlumin should be for Rosh Chodesh? If you missed mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh and then you're making up a tashlumin at Maariv on Rosh Chodesh, does everybody agree that the tashlumin needs Yalav Yavo? So says the Mishnah Berurah off the bat in Sif Chavav Shtayim Chim Pasuk Amagin Avram Vaderech Hachayim VaHachayi Adam Sharei Achronim. Almost all the Achronim do paskin like the Ramah. However, Delo Kehalivush V'Sa'ayasa. The Levush and others who agree with him, they disagree. Shasovrim de'ein tzarech lahazkir b'shniyah shal Rosh Chodesh. They hold that one need not say Yalav Yavo in the Tashlumin when he makes it up at Mariv after having missed Mincha prior to Rosh Chodesh. What if one misses Mariv on Rosh Chodesh and he forgets Yalav Yavo in the Tashlumin at Shacharis? So the Mishnah Brura continues here. Misha lo hispalal arvis v'rosh chodesh, v'hispalal shachar yishtayim, v'lo hizgir b'shniya, yal v'yavo. You missed mariv an rosh chodesh. Now you're davening two tfilos at shachris. The first one should be your chova, the second should be your tashlumin. At the tashlumin, you don't say yal v'yavo. What's the din? Ein sarech lachzor l'hispalal. You don't have to repeat. Why? Kevon de'afilum hayim hispalal ba'arvis guva v'shachach ein sarech lachzor. Since had you daven mariv properly at the right time and you missed yal v'yavo, you would not have to go back, because when you miss the Alav Yavo on Mariv, during Mariv of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat. So then, so to hear, Imkein lo yechomir hatashlumin miilu hispalo bezmana. The tashlumin can't be more stringent than the tefila that you should have said at its proper time. So since if you miss the Alav Yavo at the proper time, you wouldn't have to go back. So too with the tashlumin. Vechein, likewise, says the Mishnah Brura. Im tov lo hispalo mincha b'Rosh Chodesh. You didn't have in mincha on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, who shnei yomim, it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. You missed mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Umispalal arvishtaim, you're going to do two marivs on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. V'ashniya hu l'tashlumin shal mincha, the second one is for the tashlumin of the mincha. Afilu lo hizkir bar Rosh Chodesh ein tzarech lachzor. So too, in this case, if you didn't say yala v'yavo in the second mariv, in the tashlumin, you don't have to repeat. Kevan de afilu be'ikar hatfila da arvis ein tzarech lachzor b'shvil yala v'yavo. Since the mariv that accompanies the Tashlumin, the Ikert Fila at that time does not require you to repeat the Tfila if you miss Yala V'yavo. So then Kalvachomer Mashuhu Akshav L'Tashlumin. Kalvachomer, that when you do Tashlumin at that time, you don't have to repeat Yala V'yavo. So what emerges from this Mishnah Brura is really two points. You don't have to repeat for missing Yala V'yavo if either the Tfila that you missed didn't require you to repeat Tfila. The tefillah that you missed, if you had not said Yalav Yavo, you wouldn't have to repeat. Or if the tefillah b'shaita, if the current tefillah doesn't require you to repeat when you miss Yalav Yavo, in both of those cases, you don't have to repeat when you miss Yalav Yavo in the tashlumin. Continues the Mishnah Brura and Siv Chav Zayin. Why do you have to repeat if you don't say Yalav Yavo in the first but not in the second? So we know the reasoning here. Tzarech Lach, Zor Debezesh, Alo Hizkir Barishona, Gali, Daite, Dineskavin, Balashem, Tashlumin, Shal Erev, Rosh Chodesh, Dahava Chol, Uchemo Mevoar, Beschila Sassimin, Dim Hikdim, Tashlumin, Lashel Chol, De Lo Yatza, Uchemo Behavdala, Besev Shacharze, Alkein Yachzor, Vyispalal, Osa Hatfila. So explains the Mishnah Brura, the Psak of the Ramah, that if you did not say Yalav Yavo in the first, but you did say Yalav Yavo in the second at Mariv of Rosh Chodesh, so then you would have to repeat. Why? Because you are clarifying your intention that the first should be Tashlumin and that the second should be Chova, but we know that the order must be reversed. So if you say, if you make your first Tashlumin, the second the Chova, you have to redo the Tashlumin. You got to do it again. That's what we've seen many times in this Simin, and we'll see it again in the next Sif with respect to Havdalah. So says the Mishnah. This is only when the tashlumin is coming for a tefila that did not belong on Rosh Chodesh, that was prior to Rosh Chodesh. The chivon shalu hizker yalav yavo barishona gali adaita the sali barishona adaita tashlumin shal yom chol. When you don't say yalav yavo, you're making it clear that you're making up a tefila that you missed during the week. Meaning prior to Rosh Chodesh. Aval, im haya Rosh Chodesh ne yamin, if it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, v'lo hispalo mincha b'yom rishon shal Rosh Chodesh, yiridnav mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, shetzarech lehispalo arvishtayim, and now you have to do two marivs on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, v'lo hisgir b'rishon yalav yavo, if you didn't say yalav yavo in the first, ein sarech lachzor lehispalo. So then that would be an exception to this rule. You don't have to go back and do the tashlumin again. Why? D'leka raya d'bishvil tashlumin hispalo losa. There's no proof that you were doing the first as a tashlumin. After all, the tefila that you missed was on Rosh Chodesh, not prior to Rosh Chodesh. So there is no raya that the first one the first one was for tashlumin. Od kasvu ha'achronim, another exception to this rule. The masha kasav haramad im lo hizker barishon vehizker b'shnia tzarech lavzor, that if you don't say yalav yavo in the first, but you do say it in the second, then you have to do the first tefila over again. You have to do the tashlumin again. Hani mili bistama. That's only when you have default das. You don't have explicit das. Avalim kivin beferush harishon l'shem chova v'hashnia l'hashlama yatsa. If you have explicit das that the first one should be your obligatory tefila and the second one should be your tashlumin, and you happen to make a mistake and not say yalav yavo in the first, but say yalav yavo in the second, nonetheless, you're yotzei, because if you miss yalav yavo at mariv, you don't have to go back. And since you have the proper intentions that the first is the chova, the second is the tashlumin, so b'di eved, you are going to be Yotze. And in fact, even if you remembered in the middle of your second Shmona Esrei, ah, I didn't say Yadav Yavo in the first one, you can still say it in the second one. So says the Shaar HaTziyun in Kufches Mem Aleph. Let's continue now in the Shulchan Aruch, Kufches Yud. Ta'av v'lo hispalo mincha b'Shabbos. You forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Mispalo b'motzoi Shabbos shtayim shalchol. You daven on motzei Shabbos, two marivs, both of them should have the nusach of a weekday. Mavdil barishono v'inu mavdil b'shnio. Add atochanantanu to the first, but not to the second. V'imlo hivdo barishon v'hivdo b'shnia. If you reverse the order, you don't say atochanantanu in the first, but you do say it in the second. So then shnia also lo, rishon lo also lo. So then the second one counts, but the first one doesn't, because again, it's clear that the first one was intended for tashlumin, the second one for the chova. The tashlumin always has to come after the chova, so you got to do the tashlumin again. V'im hivdo b'shtehen lo hivdo b'shtehen. If you said atochanantanu in both or in neither, so then yotza, then b'di'eved you would be yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Chav Ches, Ve'ino Mavdil. Mishum, why do you not have to say Havdala in both? Why only in the first? Mishum da Havdala dai b'pa'am echad. You only have to say Atochanantanu once. Masha Inkin b'Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh t'tzarech lahazkira b'chol hatfilos. When you missed filos on Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh, you have to say that Me'in ha'me'ura. You have to say Yalavi Avo or the Nusach for Shabbos in all of the tfilos. But Atochanantanu is not really a Me'in ha'me'ura. It's just something that you have to do on Motzoy Shabbos. You just have to do it once. Alkin Pasak b'Sif. So because Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you have to say those in all of the tefillos, so that's why in the previous sif we said that you daven that nosach twice, but Havdalah, again, you only have to do once. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Chavtes, lo also lo, demiboyle la akdume chova shaita bereisha. You have to have the chova, the current tefillah, first. V'hugi ladaito sheisvalo rishono litashlumin. By not saying atochanantanu in the first tefillah, you are making it clear that you intend that tefillah to be tashlumin, not the current tefillah. So therefore, you have to do another tefillah for tashlumin without havdala. Ach, however, the same exception that we've seen earlier, in kivin b'machshavto sharishono lechiyuva v'ashniyah letashlumin, if you have explicit das, that the first one should be your obligatory tefillah, the second one should be the tashlumin. U'mashehipecha havdala haya b'taus v'shogag v'lo niskavin klal, and the fact that you did not say atochanantanu in the first, but you did say it in the second, was just a mistake. It was not because of your intention to make the first the tashlumin and the second the obligation, so then ain tzarech lachzor. Then b'di'eved you would not have to go back and do it again, because your kavana was for the first to be the obligation and for the second to be the tashlumin. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Lamed v'im hivdil v'chulei kol zeh b'stama. If you make havdala, you say atochanantanu in both, so then you would be yotze b'di'eved. However, clarifies the Mishnah Berurah that this is only when you have default das, a nondescript das. Aval im haya b'dayto b'feirosh harishona lahashlama nira delo yotza. However, says the Eliyahu Rabbah quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that if your explicit das is for the first to be the tashlumin, so then it seems that you would not be yotze, because you always have to do the obligation prior to the tashlumin. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sif Lamed Aleph Lo Hivdil V'chulei. If you didn't make say atochanantanu in either once, then you don't have to go back and daven again. Why? She'in chozin b'shvil hazkaras havdala b'tfila huol v'yachol la'omra al hakos. We know from Hilchos Havdala that if one omitted atochanantanu in Ma'ariv, he does not have to daven again, because he can always make havdala on his cup of wine. Kamosha kasuv b'sim in Reish Tzadi Dalid in Hilchos Shabbos. However, v'machar kach ta'am kodem shehivdil alakos. So let's say you didn't say atochanantanu in either Shmona Esrei, in either one of neither in the obligation nor in the tashlumin, and then you go ahead and eat prior to making havdalah on a cup of wine. Dikai malanu tzarech lachzor lispalel. In that case, you actually have to go back and daven again. Mikol makom also lo tfilas hatashlumin. Even so, your tashlumin still counts. Kevan de bishah shehispalal hatashlumin shaper hayapator mechova shaita. Because at the time that you said the tashlumin, you were well exempt from the obligation to say havdala. Shahare hayakos lefanov, because you had the opportunity to make havdala alakos. Rak shal yedei sheta'am nischayev. It was only because of something that happened later on in time, namely that you ate prior to making havdala alakos, that you've now become obligated again to daven mariv, but that would not re-obligate you in the tashlumin, because the tashlumin was done properly, so it would count, even though you do have to repeat the ikar tefillah of Mariv. Tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, we will finish up Simin Kuf Ches. Have a great day.